time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, Megan Cummings. We're going to talk about, they've got a lot going on. The United Way always has a lot that goes on. And we're going to talk about, they're looking for members of their board of directors. There's a scholarship program out there. And no, even though we don't want to talk about it, let's be honest, they do offer free tax help. That makes it a little easier. Megan, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Dave, thanks for having me back. It's great to see you again.
Anytime you want to come in, I love talking about the United Way.
Thank you so much. Me too.
It's a good time. Now, how are things going? Are you kind of easing into it? Are you getting your feet wet, and so to speak?
Yeah, I think I'm on my 7th week already, and it's flown by. I need to put a plug in for the board of directors and how welcoming they have been. It makes a huge difference to have a welcoming group of folks who are helping me orient myself and decide priorities and things. And you and other folks in the community have been so welcoming. So thank you for that.
We do what we can around here. So let's talk about your board of directors. You are looking for new members of the board of directors. Now, if someone wants to be a member or sit on the board, what do they need to do? And then what is all the process to become a board of director?
Yep. So our board of directors sets the tone. They set the priorities. They oversee me. They help ensure the financial stability of the organization, policies and procedures, all of that kind of thing. And so they help direct the organization. So we can have a max of 15 board members. We've got 14 right now. A couple are rotating off. So we're looking for 3 or 4 new board members, and folks can hop on the website, UWEU.org. And there's some information up there. The application is there. Really, we just want folks who are invested in the community. If you've got a special skill set, you know, if you've got a legal skill set or marketing skill set, or, you know, experience looking at bylaws or policies and procedures, that's great, but not required. The real requirement is investment in the community. And so this is United Way of Eastern Utah. It spans 7 counties. It's a big organization, big geographical expanse. So we want folks from all over who are invested and just want to help and believe in the mission of United Way, which is to mobilize the caring power of communities.
And so all they need to do is go to the website. And what's the website address one more time?
UWEU.org.
And about how long do they have before you guys start looking at applications and deciding?
We've got about a month and a half for folks to send things to us. In May, we'll be looking at the applications. The existing board of directors will look and evaluate the applications and talk to folks and see who might be the best fit.
All right. And the other thing we need to talk about is the fact that as the school year is actually winding down, yes, I did say that, and you guys offer a scholarship through the United Way. Let's talk about that and who it's for and how people can, you know, sign up for this one.
Yes, thanks for bringing this up. This is huge. Seniors, high school seniors at Carbon, Emory, Green River, and Pinnacle can apply for this scholarship. Now, we're giving a few scholarships, depending on how many applicants we get. So it's not just one that you're competing for. Any high school seniors who are listening, go to the website again. There's a tab right at the top for youth scholarships. It's not a huge application. I think I remember being a high school senior and getting a scholarship application and being like, this is a lot to fill out. It's not an enormous application. I've only gotten one applicant so far, so I want some more. We want to give you some money to help with your first year of college. So, head on the website, or if you have questions, give me a call at 435-637-8911.
So get that going, and you've got until when's the cutoff line on that one?
April 12th.
So you've got about a month, a little over a month, to get that in and get it taken care of. All right, now the thing that really nobody wants to talk about, what we've got to talk about, is taxes. And tax prep is always nice, and it's even better when it's free.
Absolutely.
And United Way has a way that they can help you with that. And how do you guys do that?
Yes. So United Way supports this organization called TaxHelpUtah.org. And, you know, check it out on the website, TaxHelpUt.org. And they used to do in-person appointments. They tell you exactly what to bring. Now it's all virtual, but they'll tell you which documents you need. And this is for folks who make up to a certain income level. So the information is on the website as well. And it's not always easy to prepare your taxes, but this takes a lot of the pain out of it.
Of course it does. It's a lot easier when somebody else is doing it for you.
And telling you what to do. Yes, exactly.
Because I don't, every time, me looking at my taxes is probably like you when you looked at that scholarship application. So many laws change, and every now and then it's nice to get somebody that can help you and do those kinds of things for you. So they can find that. Is there a link on your guys' website?
There is. Yep. Okay. You can always hop on the website. Or again, if you have trouble finding it, feel free to give me a call, 637-8911. Or again, that website is taxhelput.org.
All right. And let's wrap up with talking about maybe being able to start planning some summer and fall activities, because hopefully things are going to start getting back to normal as everyone crosses their fingers. So let's talk about you and the board are kind of getting together now and kind of working out on some things. Have you got anything planned that you want to do? Just don't know if you're going to do it yet or anything like that.
Well, we know we're going to have the Day of Caring in September. We've had up to 500 volunteers, I think, in 2019's Day of Caring. So it's a huge community event. It's a huge day of cleaning up yards and helping seniors, with weatherization and all sorts of things. So lots of volunteer projects happening on the Day of Caring in September. Stay tuned for an exact date. And I know September feels like it's a long way away, but it's really not. And then hopefully this summer we'll have some things. Again, we're just trying to figure out what we can do safely. We don't want to put anybody at risk, and we want to do things safely and make sure everybody has a good time as well. So stay tuned.
Absolutely. It's going to be hopefully a lot of fun summer activities that the United Way has planned. Megan, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you.
Dave, thank you for having me on. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome. That's Megan Cummings, the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.